Tim Whipple at the Economic Development Authority says last year they ran out of credits to offer to new or expanding businesses. The cap was $120 million. The authority wants to raise that to $185 million.
That would give us enough capacity to keep up with increased pace of investment in the private sector.
So a bill to raise the cap is clearing the necessary hurdles in the House and Senate. And another part of the bill would make it more likely that the companies who get the credits do what they promised to do. Whipple explains they have a compliance team
that looks through the payroll records to verify that the jobs have been created. You know, that looks through financial information to verify that investments are made.
And with budget cuts in recent years, the compliance team is swamped.
And a few years ago, we had 10 people doing compliance on 400 contracts. Now we have 5 people doing it for 800 or so contracts, and it gets bigger every month.
So the authority wants to assess new fees on the companies who are getting the tax breaks to come here. Whipple says that wouldn't raise enough money to bring the compliance staff up to its earlier strength, but a few more employees could be hired. Some Democrats are leery of the entire bill. They question spending money on business incentives rather than other priorities, and they're even skeptical about the way the bill beefs up compliance to make sure companies create the jobs and make the investments they promise. Dubuque Democrat Charles Eisenhart was one of a handful of Democrats opposing the bill in the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee.
There is some concern over this change in direction that I personally am not comfortable with.
In part, he says, because he's concerned about transparency. Eisenhart says when the legislature appropriates funds for more staff at the Economic Development Agency, they can see clearly where the money is going. He says it will be less clear if the agency takes a little bite out of the awards in order to police the program. But officials at Economic Development say the fees would still be public information, and they say lots of agencies levy fees to support their programs and services. Meanwhile, raising the total cap on tax credits has the full support of business and industry groups. Matt Hinch at the Greater Des Moines Partnership says the credits were cut back to $120 million back in 2009 when budgets were tight.
And we believe that now that we have a better financial situation that we should restore that cap back to its original number of $185 million.
And most Democrats, like Bill Dotzler of Waterloo, are on board.
I know that I have some colleagues that don't necessarily share the view that we should be in a bidding wars. But, you know, we're in an environment where we do have to compete with other states for jobs. And I think Iowa needs to maintain its position to be competitive.
In fact, Senate Democrats have offered their own bills raising tax credits to create more jobs. Some of those would fall under the new total cap on credits if legislators approve it and the governor signs it into law. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.